And today is June 1st, 2011. And the lesson number is 170, Lifting the Head Diagonally. So begin by lying on your back and noticing how you're lying on your back today. This is how we usually start a lesson, is to observe our contact with the floor. So notice how the back of your head is resting on the floor, your shoulders, your pelvis, your legs. And to really notice what we've been kind of really working on here is this theme of lengthening and extension. So how long your spine feels, and how much of your spine are you aware of? So starting, let's say, at the base of your skull, way up there, and as you travel down into your neck and down in between the shoulder blades, down through the center of your back, the center of you, your trunk, all the way down to your tailbone. Notice how you sense the idea of length, and how much of your spine that you feel or that you're aware of, and perhaps are there places that maybe you lose the sense of a certain area. And especially noticing the area in between your shoulders, down in the mid-back area. And then bring your awareness and your attention onto your breath and your breathing. And first notice where your breath travels to. Is it mainly in the front side of you right now, so to speak, like your chest or your abdomen? A combination of those two places? How much of your breath travels to the sides of you? Again, this is just becoming aware and noticing, not necessarily changing anything, but just observing. And then what about your breath going to your backside, into your back? You may really notice right now that you don't particularly notice that it pretty much stays in your chest and your belly. And you may also notice that just as I bring the idea to your mind, that all of a sudden you start to experience your breath there. And then slowly roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. Go slow enough that you can really sense and observe the quality of rolling your head to each side. Is it easier or smoother to roll your head to one side compared to the other? Nice. And as you roll your head, maybe just once or twice more, notice for yourself, does it feel as if the movement is all about your neck, or is there a sense of connection to the spine? That somehow as your head is rolling, that you feel the spine turning, maybe all the way down in between the shoulder blades. And maybe not. Again, maybe that's just like, wow, that's just an idea. Like you really don't feel that or sense that, which is fine. Good. And then come back to the center. And now go ahead and bend both of your knees, bringing both of your feet to standing. And when you bring your feet to standing, very nice. They're situated somewhat under your sit bones. Even that's it. Great. And now you're going to begin to do a movement. Some of you know, and for some of you this is new, is that you're going to begin to think of pushing your right foot into the floor. And in a sense, your right knee kind of comes forward where I'm at, my voice. Your right knee comes over the right foot in a way. So the right side of your pelvis comes away from the floor. So your feet stay parallel, and you just press the right foot into the floor. That's it. There you go. And then you go back. And it's kind of like a rolling movement. That's another way of thinking of it. And what I really want you to feel is how the right knee moves forward over the right foot as the pelvis rolls to the left. And then you go back. Yeah. And for those of you that are new, just to remind you, I often sometimes come around and assist you and touch you. And if there's anybody that is not comfortable with that, please let me know. It's more to just make sure. So less lifting and more rolling. Just think roll. Yeah, that's it. See, I shouldn't have come over and done anything. You were doing it right before. Yes. So no lifting. It's really a roll. So could you think of it as the right corner of your pelvis lifts up, and the left corner of your pelvis is pressing into the floor, right? Excellent. You guys are doing beautiful. Come back to the center and pause for a moment so we can go to the left side. Beautiful. So, and actually, I'm going to have you make it a little smaller. That's good. Right there. So there's less. Yes, that's enough. So that this doesn't get strained. Yeah. And now go a little slower. There. Beautiful. And stop and come back. And then let me see this side. And stop. Wow. Very different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you feel how this one can lengthen more? So think of, yes, that, yeah. So in the beginning, you get it, but then you feel all that, So feel this one again. Let's go back over here. Yeah, that length right there, right there. That's what you want to look for, so I want you to do it small. And on this side, right in there, what happens is you start tipping back that way instead of this coming, yes, there. Mm-hmm. So if we slow you down a little bit, there, that's better. Otherwise, what you do is you tip back like this and put that corner better. So in a way, too, your belly comes forward a little bit, right? It's like pushing your belly out. Okay. Good. Now alternate, this is what I was just having Julie do, is alternate the two sides and really go smaller. Whatever amount you were just doing, make it a little smaller so that you can observe, I'm going to say in a way, the evenness of the two sides. Is one side easier? Or maybe what you just notice is you do one side in a different way. That's what she was doing. So you really want to feel, again, that the knee comes out over the foot. So you get all this length in the front side where the hip joint is. Yes. Okay. And we'll come back to it, and you'll compare it afterwards. Okay. And let it go and rest. Lengthen your legs and lie flat on your back. Thank you. And now go ahead and bend your right knee only, bringing your right foot to stand. Perfect. And then your left arm is going to rest on the floor above you. So above your head, so the back of the hand is on the floor. And as much as possible is to have the arm long. That's it, Terry, just all the way up there. Yeah. So the elbow can bend a little bit, but not to have it way out. Yeah, there you go. So now this time we're going to do just the movement with your right leg and your right foot. So you push that foot into the floor. And again, in a way, a constraint is that you keep your right knee pointed towards the ceiling, but the pelvis rolls. And those of you that have been here to class before know this circles around again and again. It's one of the most important movements that you can learn. So you push the foot and the pelvis rolls, and your right knee again comes over your right foot. And you should start to feel that the left arm is lengthening upward, because the push of your foot literally pushes the whole spine, that's it, Terry, upward. And then when you lower the pelvis back down, it's like your arm slightly tugs back down. Now what's real important as you're pushing the right foot into the floor is back to the belly, is where your pubic bone is, the lowest part of your abdomen, is that pushes out and down. So there's no holding that in with this movement. There's no holding the abs in. There, better. And does that help lengthen the arm? That's it. So notice, too, you also get a really big arch in the lower back. That's it, Julie. There you go. So would you come over and then push into my fingers. Push this. Yes. Feel how that is. Doesn't that make it better?
It's better.
So really push out. We're so used to holding in. Push, and that connects with this. Yes. That's it, Brigitte. Nice, Dave. Okay. So let's just do the movement a couple more times so that you really feel the right side of the pelvis. This is really important. It really comes up, and there's this big twist in the spine. That's it. See if you can push this part out even more. Ready? Yes. And let's see if this can roll, roll, roll. Nice. Good. Okay, and slowly come back. Lower your arm and straighten your right leg and rest. And just notice how you sense your right leg now. How different it is. How much space there is now in the right hip joint. So this idea of pushing your foot into the floor creates now space in the hip, which is what we're going to continue with, this theme I'm teaching my hikers workshop this weekend. So this is the beginning, like an appetizer, right? This idea of pushing instead of lifting the leg. Do you feel the difference, everyone? In the right, it's really different, right? So if every time we take a step, we really think of pushing the earth away, then we maintain space inside of the hip joint. And then we're going to take that into how do you, though, still incorporate the lift of the leg and hike and step on things uneven. And okay, so let's do the same on the left side. So go ahead and bend your left leg. Bring your left foot up to standing. And your right arm will be lengthened above you with the back of the hand on the floor above your head. Yeah, so Terry, just find a place where it's comfortable for you. So if anybody has shoulder issues and it's really difficult to have it up, it can be slightly out to the side, bend the elbow. It's real important not to be in pain with these movements, so you can always call me over too. We can find a happy place for you. Okay, so let's begin now with your left foot and begin to press your left foot into the floor, rolling your pelvis to the right. Remember this idea, if you can just think, as you push your foot into the floor, your left knee comes over the foot, and that kind of pulls that pubic bone forward, right? And that's what creates the extension in the spine. And it's worth trying not doing that. So it's even kind of fun to play with. I was doing this the other night. Try not letting that happen. So actually literally pull your abdomen in, your belly in, and try to push the foot away from you and feel how contradictory that is, right? It's kind of hard. So what ends up happening is you have to access something else besides extension. That's it. And notice the right arm lengthening. Notice your breathing. And as you do the movement, let's say maybe one more time, notice for you, what is the difference between the two sides? Like, is this side easier or harder, or your belly's more involved with one leg, connected more to pushing out with one leg than the other, or you feel the lengthening on one side clear? Just notice if there's some kind of difference between the two sides. Good. Okay, and then slowly come back onto your back and rest again. And just observe now the length of your left leg and the space in your left hip joint. And now bend your right knee, bring your right foot to standing again. And now bring your left arm up, just as it was before. And then this time you're going to take your right arm and you're going to kind of wrap it around the back side of your head. And you end up holding your left ear. So you kind of come around, perfect. So it's almost like your right arm makes a pillow. And keep your left arm up there if you can. The left arm above you on the, yeah, perfect. And now this time, go ahead and push your right foot into the floor. Go back to the same movement. And at the very end, you begin to lift your head using your right arm as if to turn your face to look at your left armpit. So you first, it's like a sequence. You push the foot, the pelvis rolls, the chest rolls, and then you subtly lift the head with your right arm, and all of a sudden your nose is almost in your left armpit. Beautiful, Dave. It's almost like you're going to roll all the way onto your left side. But what initiates everything is that pushing of the right foot.
this. Oh, big, yes, big. Sorry about my feet. Big arch. There you go. That's what I want you to feel, that last little bit. Because mm-hmm. the first time when you did it is you started here and then you stopped and then it became about flexion here. So let this, yes, and let this pull, yes. So you keep this arch, yeah.
So the front side of you stays really long. So literally your whole body is like onto the left side, everything but that right leg. So you can actually twist your whole body around your right leg. You keep that right knee up, perfect. And notice how you're breathing, or if you're holding your breath. Good. And come back and let it go and rest on your back. And now let's go ahead and bend your left knee. Bring your left foot to standing. And then your right arm is lengthened on the floor above you. It just rests up there. That's it. And then you will take your left arm and wrap it kind of under and around your head, and it gets a hold of your right ear. So you create kind of this little triangular pillow. Super. Okay. And now you'll start with your left foot, pressing the left foot. And again, pubic bone goes forward. So what that does is that pulls the whole spine forward. When that happens and you rotate, then at the end you lift the head, or your head. Yes.
Good. And then think of this. Yeah, coming down.
Good. And I know for several of you, including myself, you know, when these hip flexors are really tight and shortened, it's a real different feeling to get that, the front of this hip, that groin area, lengthened out and to feel power there. When the hip flexor's done so much work, we lose that sense of power. It's been so contracted. That's it. Beautiful. That's it, Terry. Keep it going. Push that belly. Yes. There you go. Good. Okay. And as you do the movement, let's say once or twice more again, what's different on this side than the other? What can you learn from this side? And what does this side maybe need to learn? So if this side has a challenge, what can it learn from the other side? Or if this side is easier, what can you take from that and transfer to the other side? Okay, and come back and go ahead and rest on your back. Lengthen both legs, bring the arms down, and again, just observe now how you're resting. Take a moment to observe your breathing. Just notice, where does your breath travel to now? Is it now, in a sense, maybe more fuller? It's more now traveling to the sides of you and underneath the armpits and perhaps even into your back. And now please go ahead and bend your right knee again. Bring your right foot to standing. That's it. And this time you're going to lengthen your right arm. Yes. Okay, so this time as you're going to press your right foot into the floor, your pelvis still is going to roll to the right, but your face is going to roll, your pelvis is going to roll to the left, but your face is going to roll to the right. So your chin kind of comes into the right armpit now. Yes. So I apologize, I messed up saying the pelvic part. So you push the right foot into the floor, the pelvis rolls to the left, but you're going to start to turn your face to the right. And then everything comes back to center. So now with this movement, instead of being sequential, I'd like you to roll your head at the same time as pushing your foot. So in a way, what we're starting to do is we're going to create now a double twist in your spine. So we want the two ends to operate at the same time. So as you push the foot, your head rolls. Instead of the other time, right, it was a sequence. We pushed the foot, the pelvis, the spine, everything turned in one direction. So could you imagine as you're doing this movement that your left ear and your right side of your pelvis would touch? You just create that idea. Yeah. And for some of you, you may notice this may feel easier than the other movement, the twisting. Good. Nice. And maybe just, again, do the movement one or two more times. And what I really like seeing is that all of you are bringing your head back to the center at the same rate in which you're lowering the pelvis. Good. Okay, and slowly bring that to a stop and come back to resting on your back. And just notice, since that's the first time we've created a twist in that mid part of your back, how that is feeling. What did that movement, in a way, awake? And now let's go ahead and bend your left leg. Bring your left foot to standing. And then your left arm will be on the floor above you this time. And so again, you'll start by pressing the left foot into the floor to roll the pelvis to the right. And at the same time, your face rolls to the left, right? So your face is going to look at the left arm. Left armpit. So you're rolling your face to the left at the same time as pushing the left foot into the floor. So you have this twist going on in the mid part of your spine and your back. And again, can you keep that left knee? Remember, that left knee stays over the left foot, so it doesn't start to fall to the inside. That's it. And then as you start to lower the hip, the same time you bring your face back to the center. Good. That's it. Good, and then bring that to a close and slowly lengthen your left leg. Bring your left arm down to rest on your back. And please bend your right knee again. Bring your right foot to standing. Lengthen your right arm up. So just the right leg standing. Yep. And lengthen your right arm. And now this time you're going to wrap your left arm around your head to get a hold of the right ear. There you go. Okay. And so as you're going to press, just like the previous movement, you press the right foot into the floor, rolling the pelvis to the left. You're going to utilize now your left hand to help kind of lift your head and turn it. So you actually lift your head and turn it to the right. That's it. Good. And then go back. So in some ways, you may feel as if you can't go quite as far, right? It's a smaller twist. So it's real important. You kind of want to lift the left shoulder blade as much as the right hip. So that may mean do less. That's nice, Terry. Do less with the right hip. Because if you overlift the right hip, it feels almost impossible to get the left shoulder blade up. Does that make sense? That's better. So you get... So the twist starts to occur lower down, really kind of in the very center of you. Good. Let's see if we can get this up a little bit more like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So see how that had to drop a little bit? Right. Mm-hmm. So you want to lift the whole shoulder blade as much as you're lifting this. And so then the twist is really right. Yeah. And now, as you're doing this, check in with your breathing, your breath. It's really a tendency to hold your breath with this movement. So see if you can perhaps do it, the movement as you exhale. Good. So I want you to think of lifting this corner a little bit more. Yeah, better. Stop right there. Yeah, good. So there's this little bit of tendency for you to side bend. And I really want you to get the rotation. Yes, you're good till there. And if you go past there, then you start side bending. And I just really want you to have the twist. Yeah. So everybody just do the movement a little smaller to get that left shoulder blade up. So that you really, now do the pelvis. Yeah, there, that's good. So you really... It's like twisting a towel, like when you're wringing out a towel that's wet. So you get this high level of twist right in the mid-back. So sometimes it means you do a movement smaller, because if you do it larger, some of you go into side bending. And that's another piece we're going to add later. Yeah, good. That's important. Beautiful job. So just once or twice more, because some of you are just getting it and you're doing a really great job. Okay, so the next time, Daria, when you lift, I want you to think of looking up towards this arm. So when you lift, you look, yeah, so I want this elbow to come up like this more. Mm-hmm. And your face, yeah, up there. Yeah, now let's try that, but everything smaller. Good, and look up towards me. Yes, that's it. Do you feel how that did something in there? Mm-hmm. And that's enough. Okay, everybody rest. So, so one of the most common, you know, it's like when you're driving down a road, right? And then there's a side you can exit. So when rotation isn't really clear, we will default, that's a good word, into side bending. Okay? So it's something to become aware of with yourself in here. And then so if you feel that, back off so you stay with the rotation. Yeah, side bending is real important, but it's important to get the rotation in this lesson first. Does that make sense for the moment? Okay. They all blend together anyways, but... Okay, so let's go to the left leg, the left foot. Let's bring that up to standing, and then the left arm is lengthened above you, right on the floor. And then you're going to wrap your right arm around your head to hold on to that left ear. And so let me give a little bit better directions with the lifting of your head. So when you go to lift your head, there's a couple ways that you can lift it. So you could lift it and fold it so that you're like, your chin is dropping into your chest. I'd like you to look for the ability to lift it and yet keep length so that as you're turning, your chin is turning and your elbow actually stays back away from you. So you're not crunching in your throat area. So you push the right foot and that will help keep the side bending going. There you go. So, and it's like kind of once you start to look at your left arm, can you take the eyes to look up at the hand? So it'll pull the chin away from the chest. That's it, Julie. That was... There, yeah, look up there, way up there.
It's hard.
I know.
Left side's so much harder, so much stiffer for me.
And so, and this is perfect, just go slow. Yes. Yes, and so, you know, the first thing that we always want to do is, again, we go to, the default is to go to what's easy.
Yeah.
Okay, and we all do it, including me. You know, whenever we're learning something new and it's out of the habit. But this is such the perfect place to learn this, these new ways here. So again, really see if you can keep your chin. Think of your chin going towards your left elbow. Yes. Beautiful. Excellent. So see if you can feel how that gets the part of the spine right in between the shoulder blades, right? See, because if you just fold the head down, then you don't have to move that part. We can be sneaky. We can get around it. Beautiful. Yeah, and so now whatever amount that you're doing, just cut it in half. Just make it half the size. And just think more about the fluidness. Just do it half as large, but really there's an ease. So there's no holding your breath, there's no strain. So whenever you make a movement smaller, you find that that feeling, and that's where I'd like you to be, where it's just easy, clear, feels nice. Good, beautiful. Okay, and let's have you rest on your back. And maybe just notice as you're resting now on your back how that area in between your shoulder blades is feeling. Again, is there something that's kind of been woken up there? Maybe your sense of feeling the shoulder blades themselves, that inner ridge of the shoulder blade, which is often kind of hard for us to feel, is more noticeable now. And now go ahead and bend both knees as we did in the beginning, both feet up to standing. And this time, it's kind of a fun movement. You're going to bring both arms up, and you want to grab onto your hair somewhere above where your ears are on each side. So you're kind of on the side, but on the top, okay? So you're on the top side of your head. Not on the back, but yeah. Okay, so... And you want to grab it, so you don't want your hands together. Like the right side grabs a chunk of the right side of your hair, and the left side grabs a chunk on the left side. Now, we're going to go back to when we started in the beginning of pressing the right foot into the floor, and the pelvis rolls to the left, and you're going to pull a little bit more with the right hand so that there's a sense that your neck gets long and your face starts to roll to the left. So when you're rolling to the left, you don't use the left hand too much to pull. Okay? That's it. Really grab. That's it. So again, back to your chin. You should start to feel that if you're pulling, your chin comes over to the armpit and slightly up. And so your left hand kicks in just a little bit so that there's this sense that your head and neck is growing tall. So you want to think of pulling where my voice is, towards the top, right? Not just rolling. So a little bit more. Think of coming up like, yes. See what the chin did there? That's the idea. So as you push the right foot into the floor, that's it. The chin moves away from the chest as it rolls a little bit over to the left, and you're pulling. You're thinking of pulling your head. There you go. So it's the idea that you get length in the cervical spine, that your head grows tall. Good. Now let's add in the next time you come back to the center, we'll go over to the other side. So as you push the left foot into the floor, you pull a little bit more with the left hand. It's like if you were going to do percentages, 70% of the pull is in the left hand and 30 in the right. But the right's got to pull a little bit so the whole head feels like it grows tall. And you really want to be feeling that it's the pushing of the foot that shoves your whole spine upward. That's what's pushing your head to grow tall and your chin to move away from your chest. That's it. So that belly has to come out and forward. That's it, Brigitte. Let's put your hands a little higher, though. Yeah, on top. There. So you're like going to pull like here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Then you pull the hair.
Yeah, there. So you really want to feel that you grow tall. You know, everybody's afraid to pull their hair. It actually feels good. I think it does. I mean, when you really get a good grip... Right, Dave? Doesn't it?
I always pull my hair.
I put it this way. The closer you are to trying to get close to your scalp, the better. Because if you hold the hair itself, it's not, yeah, you want to almost feel like you could get your scalp. So then when you slightly pull on it upwards, you feel like your neck goes, yeah, like that. So see, if I, it never hurts when I do this. People are like, doesn't that, yeah, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're out here, it's yucky. So you really want to get in there, and then it's just a little, like that, yes. And if that feels really hard to do, then just work on the idea of pressing one foot, then the other, and your spine grows tall. You okay?
It's between the shoulder blades for some reason.
Ow. Better if I grab your head.
Yeah, that feels great.
Like how to treat, teach you to do traction on your own. Yeah. That's it. Okay, come back. Rest it. Lower your arms and your legs. And now let's go back to the second movement we did in the beginning of bending your right knee, your right leg comes up to standing, and then you lengthened the left arm. So let's go back to this, okay? And so then you're going to press that right foot into the floor. You really want to keep that right knee up standing. Feel how it moves forward, how the belly pushes out. And now feel how much your left arm should lengthen, that you grow tall, that your head grows tall. See if your head just grows tall and rolls onto your left arm because you push it up there. The pushing comes from your pelvis and your spine, right? From the pushing of the foot into the floor. That's it. That's it. Nice. That's it. If anything, the most important thing is feeling how your head grows tall on the mat. And all of you, it's really nice to see how that left arm is now lengthening. And then you should feel it pull back down. When you lower the pelvis down, it pulls on the shoulder blade. Because I've mentioned before in a class, if you just keep pushing and pushing and pushing, right, or lengthening, you have to let it come back. You have to let it pull down. You can't lengthen forever. So feel, as you lower the pelvis, see if you can feel that connection, find that connection, that it literally pulls that left shoulder blade back down. So all the lengthening that you get, it comes back down. Nice. That's it. Okay, and rest again on your back. And now let's go to your left side. So go ahead and bring your left foot up to standing. Bring the right arm to be lengthened. Think it through for yourself that as you're going to push your left foot into the floor, your pelvis will roll to the right, but it also pushes up. And the up push pushes that right shoulder blade away from you so that the right arm lengthens, your face rolls towards looking up towards the right hand. And then as you come back, it pulls down. Yeah. And truly, it's not, again, about making the movement larger. You can feel the length and the pulling down in a very small amount of the movement. It's just noticing the idea. Noticing the connection, beautiful, and the relationship. And this is actually a wonderful way, if you have any shoulder issues, to free up the shoulder. So that you use the movement of the pelvis and spine to help reorganize the shoulder. Shoulder gets kind of all messed up when it's isolated by itself. That's it, Terry. Good. Okay. And then slowly bring that to a close and again rest on your back. And as you're resting there now, just notice how you're lying on the floor now. Notice your breath and your breathing and just see if that's really changed, if your breath has now really expanded and moved to other locations, other areas that perhaps you didn't feel it in the beginning. Hopefully some in your back and underneath your armpits now and down along your sides. And again, just noticing how the shoulder blades are now resting on the floor and the area in between your shoulder blades, the sense of aliveness, what's maybe woken up in that area now. And then how does that connect and relate down to your pelvis and your legs? Noticing the length of your legs and the freedom in the hip joints now, how much space you have. Even though you've done all this pushing, right, it's actually created more space than lifting. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. And really go slow now, taking your time and see now, as you're rolling your head, is there a connection that you literally can feel the vertebra down through your upper back, you know, below your neck, into your mid-back, that they're all turning, right? Each one turns, but it's a smaller turn, right? The one that turns the most is way up at the base of your neck, right? The base of the occiput, it's called. And then as you're moving down, still each one is turning, but it's a smaller amount, right? All the way down, in fact, to your tailbone. There's just the slightest little bit of turn. And even if you don't feel it, you just can imagine it. You can create a sense of that occurring. Create a visualization for yourself. That's it. And just notice when you've got the entire spine turning with the turn of your head, how different the quality and the sensation is for your neck. Just very, very different. And then slowly bring that to a close, taking another moment or two to observe how you're resting on your back now. And then taking your time, begin to roll to your side and you'll come up to sitting, and then we'll check in to see how you feel in standing and give you a little something to think about in standing and walking. So once you come up to standing, first of all, just, you know, feel now, how am I standing? And what is this connection like between your feet, the earth? And is there a clear connection from your feet right up to your pelvis and spine? Like, oh, we're connected. And the top of your head. Good. So I'm going to have you start to walk around the room. And as you're walking, if you can think about when you step, that you push away. Just think of that idea. Well, I'm pushing my foot into the floor, and that somehow that's it, Daria. I grow tall. And it's the whole foot. Not toes, not a heel, but just the whole foot comes down. And as soon as you feel the whole foot, sense, oh, I'm tall. I'm really tall. In a way, your knee is straight. Everything's tall. No bending of the knees. Right, the knees can't, that's it, Daria, the knees can't be bent to get tall. It's the last moment before you're going to shift your weight to the other leg. Yeah, it's the last moment. Now go from that to now bending your right knee and thinking of lifting the foot. So you bend the knee and lift the foot and then put it down. And then bend the knee, the left leg, and put it down. Just feel how different bending and lifting is. Yes. Feel bending and lifting. And actually, we do both. We need both. So as soon as you bend and lift, as soon as you put down, push and get tall. Yes, Brigitte. Okay, and then let it go and just walk, whatever walking is for you. So for this week, I'll just encourage you to think about this idea of when you're stepping, that the whole foot's down, and that, you know, you can pause and you feel, oh, I push away. Because if you don't push, the other phase is to collapse, right? And then that's a really hard place to be at. So just to have that little awareness for this week.